Hi, and welcome to Speaking of Sex. I'm Chris.
I'm Charlotte.
We are the Pleasure Mechanics, and in this podcast, we offer expert advice and practical strategies so you can experience more sexual pleasure. We use explicit language and nothing is taboo. You could submit a question to be answered on future episodes by going over to pleasuremechanics.com and hitting the Ask Us Anything button. While you're there, you can check out the archives of this podcast, which will reveal that we are heading straight towards our 100th episode. We're just a few episodes away, and we thought to celebrate our 100th episode, we'll do a special episode. I've said episode five times now. We'll do a special episode where we answer all of your questions about us. We're going to share our stories, how we got into this work, and how we became the Pleasure Mechanics together, and then answer as many of your questions as we can. So if there's anything you've been wondering and want to ask us a personal question, head over to pleasuremechanics.com, hit the Ask Us Anything button, and ask away. The 100th episode will occur later this month, which is May 2015 at the time of this recording. And if you're catching up with us later on, hello!
We realized we have been so focused on you and your questions and wanting to provide useful answers to things you wonder about that we've never actually told you much about us, aside from kind of little stories here and there. So we thought we should maybe let you know a little bit more about us.
We're getting more and more questions as our audience grows about who we are and how we came to our specific philosophies about sexuality. So we're going to share that journey with you a little bit in episode number 100, coming up soon. For today's episode, we are going to be talking about a very private and intimate topic, masturbation. We get so many questions about masturbation, it's kind of fascinating.
I've been surprised by the number of questions that are really asking at the core, is masturbation healthy? Is it okay for me to do? Am I endangering myself?
And I think we're both surprised by this because we're so embedded in sex-positive culture that just assumes that masturbation is healthy and positive and celebratory, that we forget how many people struggle with even the idea of masturbating being healthy and permissible in their lives. We get questions, is masturbation going to ruin my sex life? Am I not going to be able to get erections anymore? Am I doing damage to my penis? Is it sinful? So everything from the emotional concerns to the very physical concerns about wearing out their penis, lots of people have questions about masturbation, and this is men and women alike.
And this podcast will mostly be speaking to men, though, of course, much of it is relevant for women as well.
There are nuances, and we'll do another episode about female masturbation and the more emotional concerns that come up with female masturbation. But for the guys who want to know, is masturbation healthy? Can it be a positive thing for your sex life? We have some good news today. So at the basic core, Charlotte, my dear, is masturbation okay? Is it healthy for your body?
It absolutely is. Recent studies are suggesting that it is beneficial for your health to masturbate 3 to 5 times a week. So doctors are telling you to jerk off. It's good for your prostate health. Some doctors are saying it's helpful for preventing prostate cancer. We are not doctors. We're not giving you medical advice. But that is what some doctors are reporting. So masturbating 3 to 5 times a week is absolutely considered essential, perhaps, for your health.
And beyond the prostate health, which is, it's good because it flushes out fluid and balances your hormones and all of this, masturbation is good on this larger physical level because it regulates your blood pressure, it helps you sleep better, it boosts your immune system. Ejaculations and orgasms are beneficial for the body no matter how they come about. So whether that's partnered sex or masturbation, more physical pleasure, more sexual pleasure, more orgasmic pleasure is a very good thing for your entire system. And if you don't believe us, go a couple weeks without any sexual pleasure and see how you feel. It starts to feel a little clogged up.
Pent up.
So on the most basic level, masturbation is healthy. We could stop the episode there and just give you that public service announcement, but we're going to dig a little deeper because I think the real question here is not, is masturbation healthy, but is the way you are masturbating healthy for you? And this comes down to a few things. There's the quantity question, how often are you masturbating? There's the quality question, with what skill and awareness are you masturbating and touching yourself? And then there's the emotional side, how are you feeling about it? And if all three of those areas are in balance, then you're good to go. So let's break it down a little bit. Quantity.
We hear from guys who masturbate once a week and feel bad about it, and we hear from guys who masturbate 5 times a day and feel great about it. So the range of normal is just so vast. If you're masturbating 1 to 3 times a day, that's still probably within the range of normal.
And if you're masturbating a couple times a month and you feel good about that, then good for you. So quantity is really about how it integrates into your life. When we see issues come up with quantity, it's usually at the far extremes, either almost never because of guilt or shame, not because of simple lack of interest, but if something's holding you back from masturbating and you're feeling bad about that, that could be an issue to look at. But far more often we hear from guys who masturbate 10, 15 times a day and feel out of control. And this is when masturbation becomes compulsive and they're leaving work to go to the bathroom and wank. They're not spending time with their loved ones because they want to stay home and masturbate in front of porn. If your masturbation becomes compulsive and is eating up your life, so to speak, then that might also be something to look at.
And we hear that men are not just going to the bathroom to jerk off at work, but some people are risking their jobs by using porn on their work computers. And this is when you know that you might need to take stock of how you're masturbating and the kind of control it's having over you.
Right. But if masturbation is integrating into your life in anywhere between a few times a day to a few times a month or a year, then quantity is probably not an issue for you and you're within the very healthy range of normal.
Right. You want to notice if you are wanting to have many, many successive orgasms. If you have one and you're not feeling satisfied and you want to keep going, that's something to look at. Are you feeling dissatisfied in general in life? And you're using masturbation as an excessive form of procrastination. You can use masturbation as procrastination, and that's normal. It's when you're excessively doing that.
That could be a bumper sticker. Masturbation is procrastination.
The other thing you want to be watching for is if you're harming yourself. So if you're masturbating so much that you are hurting your penis, you're overusing it, you're making it sore, that is a sign that perhaps you want to back off a little bit and give your pecker a break.
Let's see how many words for cock we can use in this episode.
I think I like pecker. I kind of want to bring that back.
Wow. I'm not on pecker team. Well, I think that's actually a really good segue to quality, because in some of these cases, guys are masturbating so frequently because they're dissatisfied with how it feels. It's lost its interest, it's not exciting anymore, and it's become kind of functional, and so they use frequency to replace quality and fulfillment. So when it comes to quality of masturbation, I think this is even a shocking conversation for a lot of people, because a lot of people masturbate the same way they always have. It's very functional. It's to get the deed done. And when we challenge them to start thinking about the precision, awareness, and creativity with which they touch themselves, people freak out. Because most of us realize that we don't masturbate with any sort of artfulness. And this is the big invitation of this episode and of our approach to masturbation. Can it be a form of lovemaking that you're bringing as much skill and awareness to as you do with your partner? And we know that you're a skillful, fabulous lover because you're listening to this podcast and are therefore in the 1% of people who really care about their sex lives enough to make it even better, right?
Absolutely.
So why don't people masturbate with as much care as they do when they make love with other people?
I think often masturbation is really used as a functional release, which certainly has its place. It's something to look at, that we treat ourselves with such little regard, essentially. And what happens if we open up the idea that masturbation could be an event, could be a beautiful experience that really enlivens your body and is a place that you get to explore what you like, try new things. All of that can be using your body as a laboratory that you can then go and share that information with your current lover or your future lover. You know, it can be an event, and I don't think we think about that at all.
I think this gets back to the core messaging that it's selfish to take time for pleasure, that masturbation is a little bit dirty and a little bit wrong and kind of
lame. That it was just something kind of loser-like that you just kind of do because you're not able to have sex or something.
Well, that's the message a lot of guys receive, right? It's like, oh, and we even use it like, what a jerk off. We use it as an insult.
Right.
Or wanker. And I think there is this conception that it's a loser activity, which
is terrible. We would like to revoke that story, please.
Well, we want to change it. Like, what happens if we think culturally about masturbation as a way of taking care of yourself, like going to the gym? You know, you go to the gym and you work on your biceps and everyone pats you on the back and, oh, good for you. Keep it up, buddy. If you go
in that voice,
keep it up, buddy. But if you masturbate, A, you're not really going to share the news with your friends, but it's considered taking time to do something wrong and naughty. And I think this goes back to our core sex negative culture, that we're taught that masturbation is a waste of time. If you have to do it in private.
Do it quickly.
Get it over quickly before you're caught and punished. And we integrate these things, and then we have grown men wanking off furiously behind a computer screen, not feeling that much pleasure when so much more is possible. And that's the thing, is you and I both know so much more is possible. And every once in a while, we get an email from a guy who reports taking an hour and giving himself full body rub downs and then arousing himself slowly and playing with his own nipples and then masturbating in this amazing ritualistic way and having 10 orgasms without ejaculating and feeling charged up and ending like a superhero. And good for him. I get so excited when I get those emails. But far more often we get emails from guys who are feeling less and less sensation, having problems with erections. I mean, it's true. It's like,
well, this is the thing, is like, then in a way you're training yourself to have quick, furious orgasm, so that when you're with a lover, that's how you've been treating your body. And I think that's a good motivation to shake up how you're touching yourself.
Yeah.
Because if you are literally training your body to be like, quick, 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 done.
Get it over with.
Right. And I think that really comes from childhood. Yeah. That was a revelation for me, thinking about that we get into this pattern in our teenage years or younger, depending on when you explored and found the joy of masturbation, and that we really, most of us do not change the way we do it from when we are young. We never think, oh, now I'm an adult. I'm not in a rush. My parents aren't going to find me. I'm in my own apartment. No one is here. I could take time with this if I wanted. Yeah. But the habit is so ingrained that we don't. So it's sort of exciting to think about how else could you play with your body, and how could you think of it as a self-care activity, and that it is not lame. It's not something that you do because you're a loser. And I think that's begun to shift with women. I think it's now framed a little bit more as this empowering act of taking on your body and loving yourself. And I think that hasn't really shifted over for men. But we would like to invite you to consider it a loving act. And maybe that's a strong word, but like a caring act of yourself, nurturing, nourishing. Yeah, you're taking care of yourself. Like, your sexuality is important to you. So taking care of yourself is valuable.
One core to this approach is the idea that you can end masturbation feeling fully charged up, awake in your body, and fueled by sexual energy. That it's not a depleting thing, or it's not just a quick release of tension, although it can be sometimes, and there's nothing wrong with that. But that you can use masturbation to build up a charge in your body and then go out and kick ass in the world. And this is what we're inviting you into, is an experience of full body relaxation, whether that's a workout, a self-massage, or a really awesome sauna or shower, and then going into masturbation mindfully, touching more of your body, using a range of creative strokes on your cock and perineum to create a wide range of sensations, and then You can learn if you want, and this is a separate conversation, to have multiple orgasms without ejaculation. And we have a whole program to teach you how to do that. But ultimately, it's just about building up more arousal in your body, mindfully climaxing, and then feeling great afterwards. Wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah, that sounds lovely. But what does mindfully climaxing mean? Like when you throw that term out?
Mindfully climaxing means choosing and paying attention to the point of climax as a climax of pleasure, as a peak moment. A lot of guys, I think, wank very furiously and rush towards ejaculation and then kind of choke it out, and it happens very quickly and they don't really have a lot of awareness around the moment of orgasm and or ejaculation, and it just happens, versus building up arousal and having full attention on your arousal process so you know the cues in your body that precede orgasm and ejaculation, so you can time it appropriately, so you can have a focus of attention, so you can mindfully be fully in that moment when you climax, so you can enjoy it more.
So you can have choice around when you blow.
Right, which is a great skill to transfer into the bedroom.
Right.
So this is another place where masturbation becomes a pleasure laboratory and you build sexual skills. It's like an athlete going and shooting hoops alone on the court. And then when it comes time for the big game, they're much more confident when they get the ball and make the shot.
We would never think of that as lame. We would always think that was smart.
What a great athlete, right? Doing drills, putting in the extra time. So become a sexual athlete and think about masturbation as a way of building your sexual skills. But it's more than that. It's time with yourself. And just like going for a run can feel deeply healing and meditative and it's a good stress relief and your body feels great afterwards, going for a wank can be just as positive for your overall health and your body.
You deserve it. You deserve pleasure, darlings. You really do.
You're bringing back pecker. I'm bringing back wank.
I mean, I don't know if we're really bringing these back. I think they've been fully around. We just don't use them that often. I feel like a good Brit using the word pecker.
Wank your pecker, folks.
So one of the other things you'll notice with this conversation is we're not actually talking about porn. A lot of guys are using porn every time they masturbate, or almost every time. And again, this is just habit. And if you feel like you might be using porn too intensely, and that's only for you to decide, we're not saying there's a certain amount that is or isn't correct, quote unquote. But if you feel like for yourself that you could maybe cut down a little bit or explore that, check out episode 35. We talk extensively about porn and what men are doing all over the world to address their porn needs. And it's really an interesting subject.
We include a conversation about porn-induced erectile dysfunction, which I think is a really interesting area for a lot of guys to explore. If you're having issues with erections in bed, it might be related to how you're using porn. So in summary, first, we all need to embrace the idea that masturbation is extremely healthy for your body, for your emotional life, for your sexuality, and all of us could probably stand to masturbate a little more frequently. But in that masturbation practice, instead of just masturbating the same way you've done year in and year out since you were a kid, we invite you to bring more creativity and excitement to your masturbation practice by exploring how much pleasure you can build up in your body and create as much sensation as possible. And we include amazing strokes using the hands in our Foreplay Mastery course. Those video guides are intended a little bit more for partners on how to master the erotic skill of using your hands for maximum pleasure, which is a skill we all need after all. But these strokes can be used in your masturbation practice. And so if you're curious about including more genital stimulation and more kinds of sensations into your solo sex life, you might want to check out our Foreplay Mastery course over at pleasuremechanics.com.
That course also has our guide to ejaculation control. So if you want to explore male multiple orgasms, that is a step-by-step guide in how to do that.
Yes.
Very exciting.
We will take you on a masturbation journey to build the art of ejaculation control and staying hard longer. It's true.
Lovely. And then, of course, you'll get all of the lovely strokes for touching women, in addition to all the inspiration you'll get for your masturbation life.
Well, I love this, and it's so true that the foreplay course covers all of the ways to pleasure men and women, so no matter who you are buying it, it's like a twofer. You get to learn how to be a better lover, and you can use the techniques for your own body to explore more pleasure during masturbation. Indeed.
Lovely.
That's awesome. And as a member of our community, please use the code SPEAKINGOFSEX for 20% off the online course of your choice. All of our online courses offer you amazing proven strategies so you can become a more masterful lover in the privacy of your own home, at your own pace, and with our personal support. Get on board. We are hearing from so many amazing people who are benefiting from the courses and having a great time with their lovers and on their own. If you have any questions, come over to Pleasure Mechanics. You can always be in touch with us. And remember, our 100th episode is coming up, so if you have any questions for us, send them our way and we will try to answer them. I'm Chris.
I'm Charlotte.
We are the Pleasure Mechanics.
Wishing you a lifetime of pleasure.